AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pope Francis admits he finds it hard to say Saint Teresa, since so many people have known her for so long as Mother Teresa, and her saintliness remains so close to us. Founder of the Missionaries of Charity, who worked for a half century among the world's poorest people, has been canonized a saint in the Roman Catholic Church during a mass that drew some 120,000 people to Vatican Square. Vatican spokesman Greg Burke in this audio provided by the Holy See Press Office.
For Pope Francis, Mother Teresa is someone who felt God's tenderness and mercy in a special way and knew how to share that with others.
Donald Trump attended services yesterday at the Great Faith Ministries, a black church in Detroit, Bishop Wayne T. Jackson.
This is his first African-American church he's been in, y'all.
During the appearance, Trump said the nation needs a civil rights agenda for our time.
I fully understand that the African-American community has suffered from discrimination and that there are many wrongs that must still be made right. They will be made right.
Outside the church, protesters shouting, "Go home, Trump." Top winds of tropical storm Hermine remain around 65 miles an hour as it sits a couple of hundred miles off Ocean City, Maryland. Forecasters expect the storm to regain hurricane strength later today and begin a turn to the north. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Todd Kimberling says the storm's surge will cause coastal flooding.
From Virginia into New Jersey, there's the possibility of having several feet of water above ground level, with the worst of it, at least at present, being forecast between Chincoteague, Virginia, and Sandy Hook, New Jersey.
Governors all along the coast have announced emergency preparations. This is AP Radio News. The Williams sisters continue their winning ways at the U.S. Open. Graham Agars tells us more.
Serena Williams passed another milestone in her career on her way to the fourth round at the U.S. Open. Williams advanced to the second week by recording her 307th Grand Slam singles victory, surpassing the previous women's record held by Martina Navratilova and now equaling the mark held by Roger Federer. Sister Venus also reached the fourth round, as did top men's seeds Andy Murray and Stan Wawrinka. Murray, however, took four sets and Wawrinka survived in five against Britain's Dan Evans. Graham Agars, New York.
Top 25 college football action. Number one, Alabama spotted USC, a 3-0 lead before crushing the 20th-ranked Trojans, 52-6. Houston upset number three, Oklahoma, 33-23. Wisconsin knocked off fifth-ranked LSU, 16-14. While number two, Clemson, slipped past Auburn, 19-13. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.